Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is flat, yielding 4.62%. The dollar is softer against the euro and pound, flat on the yen. Oil is higher. Gold and industrial metals are lower, with cryptocurrencies mostly down. Equity markets are benefiting from no further escalation in Middle Eastern tensions. Some thoughts are the recent sell-off is more technical than fundamental. There is also ongoing focus on the Fed outlook, with a reduction in rate cut expectations remaining a talking point. This has influenced European interest rate markets somewhat, though ECB officials sound confident on their ability to cut rates. And BOE also, insiders talk up the progress on disinflation, despite warning by external BOE officials that inflation risks remain on the upside. On the data front, we just had Singapore March CPI coming in below expectations. Due up on today's U.S. economic calendar, we have weekly Redbook chain stores, March new home sales, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, JD Sports Fashion has announced a proposed acquisition of Hibbett Inc. for $87.50 per share in cash. Novartis is trading higher after a Q1 sales beat, with the company now expecting full-year net sales to grow by a high single to low double-digit percentage, and analysts have flagged the very strong numbers which show strong momentum for products in both sales and profitability. And SAP is also trading higher after a 24% jump in Q1 cloud revenue, and the company also reaffirmed its full-year outlook. Analysts note the accelerating cloud backlog, suggesting this underscores strength of the migration cycle and upward trajectory for growth. On today's earnings calendar, we have General Motors, United Parcel Service, Philip Morris International, PepsiCo, Halliburton, GE Aerospace, Danaher, Sherwin-Williams, WR Berkeley, MSCI Inc., Quest Diagnostics, NextEra Energy, Lockheed Martin, and Kimberly-Clark posting their results before the open. We also have IDEX Corp., Chubb, Tesla, Texas Instruments, Visa, and Seagate Technology due to report after the close. Asian equities ended mostly higher Tuesday. Strong gains in Hong Kong and Singapore, with Taiwan and India also higher. Bank of Japan Governor Ueda signals the inflation outlook implies more rate hikes. Reuters reported Governor Ueda's comments in Parliament, signaling the BOJ will raise rates if trend inflation accelerates in line with forecasts. Added that a forecast change would also be a reason to change policy, though there are no preconceptions about the specific timing and pace. UEDA's latest rhetoric echoed remarks in Washington emphasizing the likelihood of rate hikes if trend inflation gathers momentum, while also flagging yen depreciation, could warrant a policy response if there are meaningful impacts on domestic inflation. And China's Ministry of Finance supports the PBOC trading government bonds, but implications remain unclear. Bloomberg cited a People's Daily article in which the MOF called for increased coordination between fiscal and monetary policy and improving the mechanisms of base money injection and money supply adjustment. This echoed a compilation of President Xi's statements about finance and economics, where he called for the PBOC to gradually increase trading of government bonds in open market operations. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. President Lagarde, in a speech at Yale University, offered no hints on European central bank policy path post-June. Instead, Lagarde spoke again on ideas to foster economic growth and said a subsidy race with US would be unwelcome. Some thoughts ECB policymakers are ready to ease policy to aid Eurozone growth, given the importance for debt sustainability, despite inflation still above target. Lagarde herself reiterated upside inflation risks, such as heightened geopolitical tensions, higher wage growth, and more resilient profit margins than anticipated. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.